Welcome back to Lesbian Sisters Podcast. I'm Charlie, and sitting next to me is my lovely sister,
Candace.
So today, we are going to be watching, well, the perfection, lesbian love scenes, and I made Candace watch the entire movie, because I wasn't about to do that.
And she was very manipulative about it, and she's just like, oh, you would have watched that.
You had it in your queue. In my defense, you watch everything on Netflix. You're not choosy. Candace is just like, it looks kind of bad.
You can say it. I have no standards.
Yeah. Netflix for people with
no standards.
All the time in the world. And then we're also going to be watching the gay scenes in Booksmart, which is hilarious because Candace was like, there are gay scenes. And I was like, one of the main characters is a lesbian.
Okay, so I didn't watch the trailer because I heard that it was good, and I thought it was going to be, like, funny and silly, and I don't like to ruin stuff for myself.
Oh, we're starting off with Booksmart. Okay.
I have to show you. I live in a house, and there's a street sign.
Oh, yeah, guys. You know how people are really boring? Okay, duh. But, like, when they get really boring, it's your turn.
I experienced, like, the worst seemingly interesting conversation today, and I came home, and I told Charlie about it.
Whenever she tells me a really boring story,
I was like, oh, I live with my sister, and we have a cat.
Because they were, like, telling you about their living situation.
And I didn't know this person.
No, but it's great because you can be like...
I don't know them personally.
Are you doing example?
Boring people.
No. So here's... it was a good example. So when you're... someone tells you something really boring, and then they, like, try and have a conversation with you about it, it's your job to be even more boring. So if someone tells you their living situation, you can be like, oh, I live... this is a funny story. I live at a four-way stop, right? And I have a mailbox, but my mailbox is, they usually face this straight. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this. Mine faces, it's like perpendicular. It's parallel to the street. So it's like, instead of being like perpendicular, looking at the street. This is crazy. Not only that, my doorknob is silver. And the side door is, it's also silver.
Have you ever made it silver.
Has that ever happened to you? It's crazy. Okay, so like that's it.
You did one up him with the doorknob. Especially.
You try and be more boring than them, but try and make it seem like you think you're interesting.
Yeah. But you did actually make it interesting, and it was a boring story.
It was a really boring story, so at least I did that.
Okay,
so
it just proves that you're interesting, though.
Well, or that you were attracted to me. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, and I want to show you real quick what the original crush character looked like and why I didn't want to watch Booksmart. So her original crush was this lady.
She looks like the female version of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I was like,
Nailed it.
Not even one is attractive and the other one's unattractive, which is about 80%. But the other 20% are, the other 15% are two really unattractive people. And then 5%, or maybe two, are two really hot women. So
5%'s not bad, but we're looking up the percentage.
Yeah, so this one is the 80% in reality because there's a not so cute, there's a plain Janie.
I think of it as, and I see it, I will put this in a spectrum of people in general. There's a lot of unattractive people.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to try and be politically correct. No, you're right. There's a lot of unattractive
people.
No,
I'm not trying.
But there are a lot of attractive actresses that are totally willing to play gay for pay.
So true.
Oh, and a side note, this one girl who's the attractive one in the couple.
You'll have to keep me up with this one.
Yeah. The attractive one, who is 21, so I can talk about her.
Talk about her. She's 18.
Right, yeah, I know, but they're playing high schoolers. So anyway, she's completely legal, and she is very confused about her sexuality in real life because she grew up in a conservative
home. Because she did this movie.
And then she watched her making out with a woman and was like, oh, yeah, I could totally see that. Like, she watched that screen and was like, yeah, I
That's kind of like Adriana from Pillow Talk. She was like, I was raised Roman Catholic, and I didn't know what sex was until I was, like, 14. Yeah. So, you know.
Later. Nerdy, didn't have a lot of experience, and then it's like, boom, you moved to New York. That's it. That's all we got.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all it takes. Let's start this. This is Booksmart. They're in the class. the classroom. This is the first introduction you get of the mean girl and her.
Oh, there's a mean girl.
She's...
The black lady is...
The black lady's a teacher.
Okay.
Candace.
But she's kind of she's the gay one. The main... She is.
No, not the big bone one. The redhead.
Okay. Oh, she's not bad.
She's playing Janie. So now she comes into the bathroom crying because she got into a fight with her big bone friend. And
big bone? Oh my god, I can't believe you're saying that.
And she's always making fun of her for, like, yeah, being in love with that girl that's not just her friend.
Shouldn't you be at home watching Bravo?
I call the 30-year-old. Oh, here she is. She's calling her out for just being a mean girl. And she's like, I'm just being honest. Which really...
She's like, I'm not mean. I'm just attracted to you.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm just sexually frustrated with you in the room.
She's like, really? Oh, well, that changes everything. You are a badass.
No, she was making fun of her still.
Okay.
Well, and cries. Because she's like, you're a badass who cries in the bathroom at parties.
Is she supposed to be the mean girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Exactly. She's not a good actress. It's not like her strong suit. She has a nice bone.
Emma
structure.
Roberts missed her opportunity.
Emma Roberts would be the 30-year-old talking to this
she
girl.
She could have been
at
playing
a
16-year-old.
I mean, at like a high school party. That would have been a little suspect.
I believe it. She still weighs like 20 pounds.
That's true. And then she makes out with her because she's mean to her. Oh. She's nagging her. Again, double standard because this is attractive.
See, I'm excited. Like, this is a mainstream movie.
Exactly, and they're playing Cautious Clay. Good for them.
I love this song.
Okay, so they're making out, and then all of a sudden she takes her top off, because she's like, we're in a bathroom at a party, let's have sex.
I know, right?
What?
We have to do this. Anyone under 25, you're having sex in the bathroom.
That's true, and it is a thing. When you're always just like, we gotta have sex, it's a bathroom.
Usually,
we have to have the story.
Usually there's some blow involved, but
yeah,
you
that
know.
Is true, yeah.
You know.
But you're at a high school party, so who knows, it's probably just like weed.
No, high schoolers get it all.
Well,
know?
I don't know. Like, blow is super clubby and stupid. Like, a lot of high schoolers are kind of like just into weed.
Trying to get alcohol.
Yeah,
made.
And alcohol. They have to get everything because they can't get anything, like, legally.
Are they. Is she on the floor in
yes!
the bathroom?
Bathroom floor.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yes, and she's like, oh, let's take off all our clothes and
I was
go
touching,
down
like,
me.
Touching each other, like, you know, under our clothes in the bathroom.
Or on the sink.
I have not had sex on the floor.
I'm sorry. What the hell? So gross.
That is so gross.
Yeah, and it's someone else's place. Ooh. Probably a guy. Yeah, she's like, do you want me to take my clothes off? And she's like, yeah.
Wow.
Because you never know.
Are they really going to go
She
for
could
this?
Be a pillow princess. You don't know. And then she's like, no, yeah, that's cool. I'll do whatever. I'm just
yeah,
filming
but
this
a pillow
my
princess doesn't care what the other person is doing. That's the whole point.
No, but she could. We don't know.
They could be in a freaking animal costume as long as you're, like, doing them. You know, they're like, oh, this is sexy. You're doing everything.
Yeah, that's what she just said.
Yeah.
That's a dialogue. So then she gets on top of her, and it's funny because they're making out or whatever, and she's like, how does that feel? And she's, I'm not going to spoil
like,
it, but this is pretty
know.
Embarrassing.
I don't
Has
like,
this ever happened
oh,
to you?
Oh, no. Is she not feeling it?
No. She's feeling the wrong part of her.
Oh, does she go on her butt?
Yeah. She thinks it's her vagina.
You know what? It did happen to me, and I liked it.
Oh! See, that's how we know this other girl isn't truly a mean girl, because she don't like butt stuff.
I did like it. I am a mean girl, just so you know.
I don't think that's the whole you think it is. Okay, it's, first of all, it's like.
Yeah, but she could have just been like, go for it.
You clearly don't know me then, because that is all I'm into. I'm not into vaginas, I just am into butts. She could have just played it off and been like, cool.
Yeah, the other girl could have been like, I like
it. Meanwhile.
She could have said she liked it.
Are you seeing what's going on here?
Is she gonna throw up?
She threw up on her chest. Not only is she into butt stuff, but Cosby sweaters. Okay, so now.
She's a buff girl.
Okay, she's a buff girl.
She's a buff girl.
That's what I meant when I said that on my profile.
Oh, that's so gross. That would be it for me.
Because if you're going to get thrown up on, she totally took her top off.
I don't like
She's
smells.
Right next to a shower. So all she has to do...
She is nice to a shower.
I've thrown up and then continued. You just go into the
bathroom.
Yeah,
but you didn't throw up on her.
No, but if we were on my bathroom floor, she goes into the shower. It's like right there. And it's on the floor.
I have no comment on that story.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I've thrown up, like, in the bathroom.
No, but of all the places to be thrown up
on. You throw up on the floor next to her while you're having sex and keep having sex? Like,
No, I'm saying.
Play a maid.
Of all the times to be thrown up
just
on.
Just the smell.
Being thrown up on the bathroom floor, right next to a shower, after I took my clothes off, is not as bad as being thrown up on with your clothes on.
Okay, you know what? If it was Sophia Bush, yes.
I would totally do that. I'd be like, okay, is this your turn? Or, I don't know, like, did you get off on that?
I always throw up right before I come. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just about to come fingering your butthole. That is exactly how it works for me. That was just my turn, and now I'm done. So
you thought I didn't know.
So what do you like? As you're throwing toilet paper to her, so what are you into? Brainstorm. Okay, so now we're going to watch.
Oh, you're vanilla? Well, that's all right.
Yeah, oh, you like vag stuff? What are we going to do with that? Let's.
Please don't tell me you like toys. Boring.
Right, she just like throws a vibrator on her and she's like, I'll see you downstairs. I'm thirsty.
I'm so dehydrated.
So dehydrated after getting off. We're going to watch some of The Perfection and I'm going to ask Candace some questions.
Yeah. I would say if they were going for perfection, they missed the bar.
Oh no, Netflix, that's so rare. Wow, they're really into each other. They're kissing in the hallway. Okay, the way they play, though, how gay? How gay? Do cellists do this? They make this eye contact with other cellists? Now they're dancing.
You know what's funny is one of the girls who I took violin lessons for like 2 seconds from a cellist, and she was really pretty, and I was like totally into her.
No, the other girl was a cellist, the one that got thrown up on. There's some really pretty cellists.
I think it's just a gay thing to do, to be interested in strings and like all this sort of thing.
Because you're just like, it's kind of like
It looks like a woman. It looks like you're beating her off.
It's like the closest we've ever gotten
totally
to like.
Totally looks like you're
like
beating
really
off a
really realistic lesbian sex.
Yeah. And it's just cello. Playing the cello.
So now they're in the.
Which I'm not going to dog. I'm not going to dog on it too bad because honestly, both of these women are attractive.
That's true.
And even though they're both super straight and maybe the chemistry isn't that gay, it's still pretty. It still looks nice.
Yeah, it still looked nice, but they do look like two straight women.
It still looked nice.
Like, you know, doing whatever their director told them to. But the cello playing is way better than the sex scene, in my opinion. I think it's hilarious. They're really getting into it, more so than the sex scene. So it's, like, very entertaining to watch.
Okay, well, the story in a nutshell is really traumatic, so we're not going to get into it. But, like, both these chicks were, like,
she said she's never been with anyone,
but that's she because lied. They were both, like, sexually abused by the same man.
The same guy?
Well, they were both in this conservatory that tried to make them perfect musicians, and they sexually abused them or whatever. And so she was trying to get her
just
out
just to make
of,
them better musicians.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because they want to give them something to, like, some pain in their life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
To bring out the artistry.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that.
And still, like, it wasn't perfect playing, but, you know, it got there eventually.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't even really work. Not foolproof, unfortunately.
Now, if I would have changed one thing, which, by the way, this one chick, she reminds me of this really hot black girl on,
That girl's really attractive.
No, there's a really beautiful black British woman who plays on The Good Doctor.
Okay.
And she's on a couple other Netflix
shows. She have green eyes?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's so pretty. And I was like, oh, man, that would have been so cool if they put them together, because it's, like, two hot black chicks.
Oh, my God,
It would have been a better casting.
Okay, so.
Anyways, I love you, Allison. You do something else.
But with the Marnie?
Marnie.
She was so obnoxious on that show.
I love Marnie.
I can't stop thinking of Marnie.
I love
when
her.
I see her in anything, and she was such a horrible character. I mean, she was very realistic. Obviously, that was written
by Lena Dunham. Pretty much
Marnie.
Convinced that all of the characters on Girls, much like Seinfeld, are based off Lena Dunham's OCD, like her neuroses.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure it's
basic,
true.
I'm convinced. Because I'm just as obsessed with that show as I am with Seinfeld.
And this is Strange Days of Mercy, the kissing scene between Ellen Page and Kate Mara.
Oh, wow, you have another one.
Yeah, I put it on there. I forgot.
Charlie's so, whipping out all the stops.
And we're going to have to say which kissing we like the most.
Okay.
Out of all three of them. Oh God, it's this Mercy songs. I don't like this song. But she's like, oh, this is my jam. Begging you for mercy. Why don't you release me? It's like, okay, we get it. You want to have sex with her. It is interesting, though, if you want to sleep with someone and you say pull over and just start singing a song, they will sleep with you to get you to stop. And that's why you go on karaoke dates.
You know what? I've done that to someone. Yeah. I made them stop singing to sleep with me. Well, they were rapping. She was rapping. Oh, she was rapping.
I know. The rapping is such a
And I was like, God, you're so good. Like, because I wanted her to stop. And then we
slept together. You ever tried, like, stripping while you do it? Because I feel it would be, it's kind of like
Is a that what's happening box. Here?
No. But that's what I would say to
She's
someone.
She's pretty. Who's
that? That's Kate Mara. You know, her sister.
Is she a model?
Her sister was in Carol. She played the.
Oh, the.
Non Kate Blanchett role.
She's in those, like, dragon movies.
Yeah. That's her sister.
Okay.
She's straight. It's boring. But she is very pretty.
And, okay, as much as I am not personally attracted to
Ellen Page,
I think she's really cute. Oh, she's so cute.
You and this plain Janie phase that you're going through,
It's not a phase. It's not a phase. I'm saying that.
Close your ears.
I think that you can still be attractive and be plain.
Well, like, I think that, like, Kate Mara is very, she's attractive. Like, I would go there, but I don't know if I'd go, I would not go with Ellen Page.
Oh, I miss her.
She's kind of plain Janie and cool.
I know. Yes. Maybe I don't like plain Janes.
You have such a plain Janie thing. You want a Bill Cosby all over these plain Janies.
I want a Bill Cosby on
you. I want Bill Cosby on you. Okay, that means so many different things now. Urban Dictionary needs
to update that. We can't say Bill Cosby anymore.
That literally means, like, I want to go to prison.
I want to rape you. Yeah.
I want to go to prison for you, girl.
Yeah. It's not consensual anymore.
I know, but I doubt that, like, throwing up on someone is always consensual.
unless it's an accident, it definitely
You could
is.
Definitely get away with it. You know what I mean? And it still get off on it secretly. Just go for it, guys. All right, so those are our clips. That's all we have for this time.
Good. Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, oh, and my favorite kissing was Sophia Bush.
Yeah, I think
Because it was Sophia Bush.
Yeah, I got rid of the other girl on the scene, and I was just like, Sophia Bush. She did not show her to-go bits.
Who's got to-go bits?
She doesn't have to-go bits. She just has bits. But she didn't show her bits.
She didn't know her teeny bits.
What would it be?
Her bee stings.
Her beanie tits.
Teeny bits.
Teeny bits. She didn't show her teeny bits.
It's the tigos and the teenies.
The tigos and the teenies. She didn't show her teenies. That's okay. Maybe next time.